the show.
Blog Talk Radio.
You wanna be real. You wanna be empty inside. You wanna be someone. Laying down your pride. You wanna be someone someday. Lay it all down before the king. Oh yeah. You wanna be whole. You wanna have purpose inside. You wanna have virtue. And purify your mind. You wanna be set free today. Lay it all down before the king. Oh yeah, this is my desire. This is my return. This is my desire to be used by you. Wanna be real, you wanna be emptied inside, and I know my heart is to feel you near, and I know my life is to do your will, is to do your will. This is my desire.
Talking about he's on his way now, he's going to be next week, it's going to, you know, the word says that nobody would know, only the Father knows. So that's just to give you a little idea of what we're going to talk about. But how you doing, Chris and Robert? How y'all doing tonight?
I'm doing
hey,
fine.
Doing good.
Yeah, we just heard good news that Chris is going to pay for all of our motel rooms in South Carolina. No, I was picking, dude. And bored, right. Bobby.
Just remember, all things are possible.
Okay. Yeah. I'm just picking on Chris, man. Just picking on good to have a brother in the Lord like Chris, man. He really, really helps us all at times with a lot of devotion and his prophetic things that he does. He really guides us in a lot of things, and he's good to have on the team. But today is going to be a great night, and we're going to talk about a little bit about everything. We're just not going to be talking about the quickness of the Lord. I was kindly debating. I had a lot of things on my mind when it came to this, and I was actually at work. I didn't get really to put this together to the last minute because, as a lot of y'all know, I work in furniture, and it's been real hot here lately. And when I get done working 12 hours, I come home and I just pass out. So I don't get to sit up and really think things out real quick. So here lately, I try to do it while I'm working. I think about, you know, what the Lord wants me to talk about. And I know right before the conference, I was reading the Word of God, and he was talking about his return. I mean, he was really, and I'm glad Heath Adams touched on his return during the conference. But he was talking to me about, you know, his return is going to be quick. We are not going to be ready. I mean, we're going to be ready, but we're not going to be expecting when he comes. He's going to come on television and have a big announcement. Jesus Christ is coming now. It's going to be when we least expect it. And I think one thing that really touched me in my mind is when I heard the Lord's voice out loud for the first time. I didn't expect it at all. It surprised me. And I was looking around trying to figure out where it came from. Where are you? You in the closet? Is that... Where is this guy? Is he in my wall? What's going on? And as soon as I turned around the corner, I heard the Lord speak to me. He actually, at that time, I started a little Bible study with my children. And he's like, good job, son, like that. And I was like, my daddy ain't here. Where is he? And then I figured out it was the Lord. I was like, thank you. And it was kind of awesome. And that's the very first time I ever heard him out loud. I've heard him in my heart, hurting my mind, things like that. And I've had a lot of things downloaded in me, but I've never heard him out loud but that one time. And that was when I was coming around the corner in my hallway, and then he just spoke out loud. And it was like, it was awesome, though. But it was real quick. It wasn't like something like I've been planning for years to hear. It just all of a sudden, out of the blue, it happened. And that's how his return is going to be. It's going to be all of a sudden, just right out of the blue, when we least expect it, is when he's coming. And he talks in the book of Matthew about that a lot, when he's talking about, you know, the end days. And he talks about we're going to have a lot of signs that is going to be showing us coming, but it's not saying that he is at that moment. It's just going to be getting us ready for his coming. And he goes on and talks about, you know, how Noah, how it was back in Noah's day, how everybody fell in sin, everybody's living deeply in sin, as we are in this day. He said, as it was in Noah's day, as it will be in this day of the Lord's coming. So as we all know, right now the planet is full of sin. I mean, it never has been like this in centuries like it is now. You know, homosexuality has been, the marriage and homosexuality has been made legal. There's a lot of things it's been, you know, opened up in the world that wasn't allowed a long time ago. And, I mean, it's just unique things. And, you know, a lot of things that we see or a lot of things that we've known in our lives, people say, oh, this was so bad and it's been like that forever. But there's some things now that it's not been like that. It's you hardly ever heard of that it's been allowed now as it's normal, and it's not plumb sinful, and it's actually destroying the human race, but they don't really recognize that. But that's about the way it was in Noah's time. That same type of stuff was going on. And I can't tell you how many times I saw on YouTube and I heard people talk about, well, the Lord's coming now, and the Lord's coming in this week, and the Lord's coming. I mean, it's always, and he talks about prophets saying, here I am or there I am. And he says that, you know, don't believe these false prophets. And a lot of times when a false prophet said he's coming and he don't show up, you know, it's a bell ringing. He's false. He's not real. And that's one thing. It's always hard to predict. You don't know when the Lord's coming. You can't say you know. So a lot of times when we talk about that, we say, you know, he is saying that he is, but you don't give a date. You don't know exactly when he's going to come. But he is actually showing us a lot of things that relate to him, really pushing us, giving us this message to point to people to be ready. And it's always good to be ready waiting for the Lord. You're supposed to live like that all the time. Even back in the disciples' days, they thought they was going to see the Lord's return. They actually thought they was going to see the Lord's return. They didn't. I guess they did when they passed on, they saw the Lord, but they didn't see him come to earth except for when he left from the resurrection. But, you know, they got to see him, but they didn't get to see his return. But they thought they were going to get to see his return. But as every generation has got to has thought that they were going to see his return. When Hitler was on earth and was doing all his crazy stuff, they thought that was the end of the world, that he was the Antichrist and all of that. But one thing they get mixed up that I think is that the Antichrist, the children of God, don't supposed to be able to see the Antichrist. That's supposed to happen after we were taken up. But this was going on they got some of the stuff mixed up about that, which it wasn't the second coming, World War II or whatever. It wasn't the second coming as we know. And there was a lot of bad stuff that happened with the Jewish people, and they really suffered a lot during that. And America was one of the countries that came in and helped them out and get the got the Soviets and Hitler and all that out of there and try to straighten that mess up. But it was really, you know, there's been a lot of generations that said the Lord's coming, and he never did, you know. And there's been some religions that said that he's coming, you know, he'll come this certain date. We don't know, but we do know what the Lord says in the Word of God. What he says in the Word of God about his coming, these signs, and all the signs that we see is happening now. And, you know, the Lord is really putting on our hearts to be looking out. And what do you think about this, Robert?
I'd like to point out some scriptures concerning the things that you just mentioned, and I'd like to break this down into two parts. So I'll talk about a little bit of it now, and then maybe later on come back with some other information on it. But as far as scripture tells us, Matthew chapter 24, Jesus tells us when the end is going to come in Matthew chapter 24, verse 14. He says, when the message of the kingdom is preached to every nation, then the end will come. So Jesus tells his disciples who's inquiring of him when the end will come. Jesus tells them that there's going to be all kinds of things taking place in the earth, but don't let yourself be distracted by those things that are taking place in the earth. There's going to be wars and rumors of wars. There's going to be earthquakes, and there's going to be all these different disruption like we're seeing going on in the earth and in the world today. Look at the volcano that's erupting and burning up people in their homes. Look at all the flooding. Look at all, everything is just falling apart around us. And just like it is written in the Word of God, these things are going to be happening. But don't let that distract you, because see, the key to understanding and knowing when the Lord's going to return has been left up to us. He said in Matthew 24:14, he said, when this message, the gospel, has been preached, I'm going to read it out, and this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. That's Jesus talking to his disciples. All right, and then if you go on down to verse 37, it says, as in the days of Noah. All right, let's look at Noah for a minute. When Father looked at mankind and the condition of mankind, it repented his heart that he had even made man, because man was living like animals and instead of living like sons of God. So Father said, okay, I'm just going to take care of this issue by picking Noah, who was not defiled by what was going on in the world. And he took Noah and his family, and he told Noah, look, I want you to build this ark. I want you to get prepared. When you get done, I'm going to cause the rain to come, and the waters are going to break forth from the fountains of the earth and flood the earth, and I'm wiping out everything. All right, so what I'm trying to say is this. Jesus told his disciples that we have an assignment. The assignment is to preach the kingdom. As in the days of Noah, Father gave Noah an assignment. The rain was waiting the whole time for Noah to complete his assignment. His assignment was to build the ark. And when he got the ark built, Father sent the animals to him that he wanted to go on this ark. When Noah finished his assignment, Father said, it's time to go into the ark, the ark representing the type of Christ. And Noah and his family and all these animals went into the safety of the ark, and Father shut the door. That's when the end came. When Noah completed his assignment of building the ark, everything that was on the outside of the ark was wiped out. Jesus gave us an assignment, and the assignment is to preach the gospel of the kingdom. And when we have preached the gospel of the kingdom to every nation, now look at the word nation, and the word nation there is not necessarily talking about tribes in Africa or the Aborigines or, you know, going to the places where nobody can hear or have ever heard the gospel. Because first of all, before there was a Bible, he spoke to them and he revealed himself to people before there was written word, and he ain't never stopped doing that. He's still doing that. So it's not talking about us going necessarily over there and preaching to them. It's talking about nations represents groups of people and being able to speak the language to those people, such as we have youth today who speak this language today, that if you ain't hanging around with them, you don't know how to talk their language, right? It's also talking about, like, for instance, in order to be able to be a lawyer or a judge or a DA, you've got to study law and be able to speak the language of the law. You have to be able to take this message to everybody, no matter what their job is, their profession, no matter where they live in your city or your country, in the ghetto or in the rich towns. You got to be able to take this message of the kingdom to everybody. You've got to be able to present it to all types of people. That's what the word nation there means in Matthew chapter 14, where Jesus said, and go preach the gospel of the kingdom to the whole world, all nations, and then the end shall come. So we have Jesus giving us clue after clue after clue about what we're supposed to be doing, about what we're supposed to be focused on, and how to bring it to pass. And when he said, as in the days of Noah, he wasn't telling us that so that we could focus on all the bad stuff that's going on around us. He was telling us that because we have an assignment that we need to fulfill in order to see the end come to pass. He's waiting on us to fulfill our assignment so that he can return. And I'll go into the other part that I was wanting to talk about in a little bit, give Chris a chance to home in on this.
That's awesome. Yeah, I really like what you're talking about, because it's Isaiah that says that the knowledge of the glory of the Lord will cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. And and time again in the scriptures we read that the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night. or yeah, as a thief. I mean, it says it in Revelation. It says it in 1 Thessalonians 5:2. I mean, it says it in 2 Peter 3:10 that they will come as a thief. And I mean, that kind of gives me the impression that maybe the rapture will come first, because, and you know, there's all kinds of different theological debates on that. And to me, I know it's going to pan out. And he said that, like Stan was saying earlier, that not even the angels in heaven know that time or date. And he also says that it's not for us to know the times and dates, but like y'all were saying that as it was in the day of Noah. And there's also the scripture that talks about it coming on as birth pains. And those things can really cause us to recognize and know and stuff like with all this immorality and stuff that's being passed right now. It makes us realize how very near we are to that day and time.
That's awesome. Yeah, we see a lot of things going on now, and I thought it was pretty awesome where Robert was touching in on Noah, how he had an assignment to do before the flood could come. He had to warn people. He had to get the animals on the ark. He had to get his family ready. Well, first of all, he had to build the ark. And when all the assignments was done, and then he released the judgment on earth. And, you know, we do have a job to do. I believe in that. We do have a job to do down here before he can come. And, you know, back in the early days when the disciples were on earth, they thought since Pentecost came and they spoke all these different languages to go across the world that maybe it would come then, but it wasn't really preached everywhere yet. And every generation's had their time when they thought something like that was going to happen. A lot of times when they thought that it was going to happen, it all didn't pan out the way it's supposed to, as it says in the Word. It don't all pan out, and all the things don't happen. Today, it's so unique that everything it says in the Word of God, Matthew, all of them, it's all coming to pass. And it's kind of hard to not see it. And I'm not going to be the first one to say, oh, he's going to come here and there, but it does look like he's coming near. And he has been telling a lot of his prophets and even pushing me and telling us the time is coming near. But none of us have got a date, by no means, but being pushed to say, get ready, but not pushing to say a date. So it's kind of unique. And it's kind of unique the times that we're in. And I really think that the church should open their eyes. I'm handing it back over to Robert.
Well, one of the things that I would like to point out about the time, and we've mentioned this on previous shows, okay, one, in Leviticus chapter 23, the Lord established the feast dates, the feast of the Lord, okay? The first four feasts take place in the spring, and the feasts represent the plan of redemption. The first feast is called Passover. The second feast was called Unleavened Bread. The third feast was called First Fruits, and the fourth feast was called Pentecost. All four feasts took place in the spring. Jesus was the Passover lamb. The same moment that the lamb was being tied to the horns of the altar in the temple, Jesus was being tied to the cross, the lamb that was slain. All right, the scripture says, okay, these feasts are the feast of the Lord. The Jews rehearsed the feast year after year, every year. So the The Jewish people are literally plan of redemption and rehearsed it, did dress rehearsals about what Jesus was going to do, about how he took sin away, unleavened bread, how he first fruits raised from the dead, and then 10 days after he ascended into heaven, the fourth feast called Pentecost was fulfilled to the day, to the hour. The Jews have rehearsed it for thousands of years, and they still rehearse it every year. All right? The next three feasts to take place are going to take place in the fall of the year. The first feast is called the Feast of Trumpets. Sound familiar? The next feast, or the sixth feast, is called the Feast of Atonement. And then the seventh feast, it's called the Feast of Tabernacles. So we've got three feasts that have not been fulfilled yet. All right? The first four were fulfilled. The next one to be fulfilled, the fifth, is the Feast of Trumpets. What did Paul write in his letter to the Church of Thessalonica about the trumpet being sounded? And the Lord shall descend. The Feast of Trumpets is signifying when the Lord shall return. We don't know the hour because it's a different hour all around the world. So no man can say what hour it is that he's going to return. Whatever time it is right here, right now, it's an hour difference in Alabama. It's the hour, 2 hours difference in Colorado. It's 3 hours difference in California from what it is here on the East Coast. So we can't say what hour he's going to return. But what we can do is recognize the sign that day shall not overtake us as a thief, because we have rehearsed it, dress rehearsed it. We know the plan that the Lord has laid out concerning the plan of redemption. That's the whole point of those seven feet. He established it that way so that we can have a way to keep track and stay on top of it. Be prepared, because you are focused on what you need to be focused on. And that's why Jesus said, don't focus on the wars and the rumors of wars and the storms and the terrible things happening. You need to focus on the thing that you're supposed to be focused on so that you can be prepared for his return, looking for the right things. Amen?
One unique thing, he's talking about the trumpets. About a year or so ago, there was things on YouTube everywhere talking about there were cities at night that heard trumpets. I mean, it was a weird-sounding trumpet, and they had it recorded. It was so bad at this one city that heard it that they had people calling in on 911, calling into radio stations. I mean, and I remember one day at work, this had been back a year or so ago, I heard it myself, and there ain't no trumpets in where we work, dude. I ain't heard no trumpets in there, and I heard one. I was like, where'd that come from? We got somebody starting a band now or something? It was weird. It's like, I don't know whether, I don't understand it. I can't comprehend to understand it, but I know I heard a trumpet, and I know I got on YouTube and started studying this out and seeing if anybody else did, and there was a lot of people all over the world that heard this, and it was documented. So it was some supernatural stuff going on, that a trumpet was being sounded across the world. And that there is something very unique. And I might go and find that recording on YouTube and post it on our Healing Light page if somebody wants to listen to it. And you can go on our page and watch it. But it shows all this stuff that's going on. And I heard it myself, so I know it's not just a YouTube thing. I've heard it myself, so it's like a real thing that actually happened. But it was kind of unique when you can go on there and find something that you heard. And it's kind of like, you know, it wasn't just you hearing it. You're like, hey, somebody else did too. And all this stuff is panning out. You know, everything is looking unique and really, really showing the Lord's coming. And, you know, a lot of people don't look into the Jewish faith and see their tabernacle. And as we all know, Jesus was Jewish. And, you know, God Jehovah, you know, was
that was his people, and Jesus came from his people. So it's all kindly laying on their feast and how they worshiped and stuff. A lot of this stuff goes how they worshiped and stuff. And it's kind of unique when you start talking about trumpets. At that time, I didn't know nothing about no Jewish feast. I mean, I heard about it in the Bible and stuff and read it, but didn't really understand it because, you know, as we know, we stay in the New Testament then we more than we stay in the Old Testament. So we don't go back there a lot. Just ever so often we'll go read it, but we basically stay in the New Testament quite a bit. But it's something we heard of, but ain't really thought about. But when you start talking about the return of Messiah, you look at all of it for it to make sense. And a lot of people don't look at all of it. They look just at what they want to look at, and that's it. But, you know, a lot of people is studying all of it out and trying to find out, you know, where the truth there is. I mean, it gives you a little bit of a eye-opening thing there. And, you know, there's a lot of Jewish folks on television that's really talking about, you know, studying the whole thing out. What has to take place? What has to take place in there? And that's pretty awesome, Robert, how all that fits in there.
Yes, amen. Amen. Well, and there's a... Go ahead, Chris.
I was just going to say that... that to me, I think it's more important to occupy until he comes, you know, and the importance of delighting yourself in the Lord. Because, I mean, really, I just believe that we're in the best time right now. I truly believe that there's no greater time to be alive than right now. Because we live like, if we were alive 2,000 years ago, or even a couple hundred years ago, right now, I mean, we've got so more luxuries. We've got running water, heat and air. You know, we're living like kings lived 100, 200 years ago. And I really believe that we're in a time where we should be manifesting the kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. You know, like Jesus prayed, as it is in heaven. You know what I mean? And I really believe that there's access there. And I believe that we have the Bible, which is written, his written will. And I believe that the more we learn to access and know the God, the author of the Bible, and get his opinion on how to interpret it, more so than just you know, coming up with our own, I guess, opinions and stuff like that. If we actually pray and seek the Lord into the scriptures, that he really reveals a lot of stuff and he really answers the promises that are in there, like delight yourself in the Lord and he'll give you your heart's desires. And my desire is truly just to know him. I mean, know him more and more every day. With every breath that I take, I want to know him more. But I want to be able to introduce people to the Lord, you know, and I want everybody to go to heaven, you know, even the ones that get on my nerves. I just wanted to say that just about occupy until he comes, because he said that.
You know, that's awesome. We're supposed to look at, you know, look for him every day and have a relationship with him every day. Not just because we're looking for him to come. That's awesome, man. But, yeah, it's, you know, if we have that relationship with him like you're talking about all the time, I mean, it don't bother you. Just trying to get people ready, other people ready for his return, or just get him in other people's lives, just where their lives will change. That's the biggest thing, is to let their world change when he comes into their life. That's the biggest thing. I'm going to go ahead and hand this over to Robert real quick.
Hey, man. I was just sitting here thinking the same thing that you was just mentioning, Chris. You know, Paul said in Philippians chapter 1, verse 21, I believe it's through 24, he makes a comment that, you know, I would like to go on, it says, for to me to live is Christ and to die is gain. But if I live in the flesh, this is the fruit of my labor. Yet what I shall choose, I wot not. For I am in a strait betwixt two, having a desire to depart and to be with Christ, which is far better. Nevertheless, to abide in the flesh is more needful for you. Paul wasn't being selfish and self-centered, wanting to go on and leave this earth. He decided, you know what, it's better I stay here and help you guys to come to a greater understanding of the revelation of this message called the kingdom, about the kingdom. And that's what you were just talking about. It's better that we stay here and don't be selfish, want to leave or want Jesus to come back and take us so quickly, because we still have an assignment. We got things that we need to be doing for him, and we should be doing with all our hearts, so full of love and compassion and mercy for, and wanting to see other people come to the knowledge. That's an awesome thing. But one of the things I wanted to speak about next was in 1948, the Jews became a nation. That was the year that Israel became a nation. They were recognized by the world as a nation. And did you know that there is scripture that says the generation that sees Israel become a nation will usher in the coming of the Lord? Well, guess what? That's us. We are in that generation that has seen Israel become a nation, and we are ushering in the coming of the Lord. We are in the last of the last days. The last days began on the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit was poured out 2015 years ago. Holy Spirit was poured out. That's when the last days begin, as Joel prophesied about the Holy Spirit being poured out. The last days begin then. We're 2 days ahead of where the Holy Spirit came and was poured out upon all flesh. We are in the end of the end times, end of days, and the Lord is getting prepared to come back, because we have more ways of getting the message to the nations of people that I was talking about than we've ever had in history. You can hold a handheld device in your hand and you can pull up the gospel on that device. There's people who are going to these places all over the world and setting up tents and going in villages and preaching this message of the gospel of the kingdom all over the world. It's happening. So here we are in the end of the end days, and if somebody slips through the crack and doesn't get someone to visit them, or don't have a phone or another device to be able to pull it up, I can guarantee you one thing. There'll be not one person who will be in heaven that's going to be able to say that I did not know. There's not going to be a person that's going to be able to point the finger at Almighty God and say, you didn't send somebody, I didn't know. Think about it. Go all the way back to the flood. There was only 8 people on the earth. So those 8 people had to give birth to all the humans that are on the earth today. And the message that they told their children and their children's children's children was about this God who loves us and wants us to be his family. I guarantee you that there'll be nobody who will be able to say that they did not know. Father will speak to you, and he will cause you to be able to understand and know. Paul even wrote about it in Romans chapter 1, that there's this intuition on the inside of us that we know God. Muslims are getting born again every day because they're coming up saying that Jesus appeared to them personally, and they're getting put to death in their country because they got a revelation from Jesus himself. I just recently seen a testimony of a Muslim man who Jesus appeared to him. So there's not going to be anybody who's going to be able to say that they didn't know. And I can tell you one thing, that man, that Muslim man that gave that testimony, didn't have a Bible that he was reading. didn't have the message being preached to him about Jesus. Jesus appeared to him in the move of God. We are in the midst of a great and mighty move. The manifestation of his glory all over the earth is taking place. We are positioning ourselves so that we can be about our Father's business yet and wait on the Lord to come, because we're doing what we're supposed to do and helping others come to the revelation of who they are in Christ Jesus. That's what pleases Father's heart, to see his people come to the knowledge of who they are. For it is his desire that none perish and all find out the truth about who we were created to be. Hallelujah and amen.
Amen. That's awesome, man. And, you know, like you said, the signs are here. And then again, like Chris said, you know, try to live your life every day and try to bring more people into the family of Christ. And just don't sit and sit on your box and just wait for the Lord and just giving up and let everybody else go to hell. You know, try to get them in too, where they can go to heaven as well, just as you. Bring others with you instead of, you know, just sitting in the seat and waiting for his coming. And as we know, we all are going to go through the final judgment, you know, in the kingdom, and he's going to ask you what you did. And do you want to be in front of the Lord and say, well, I sit and just waited on you. And he's going to say, why didn't you bring more people to me? And, well, I'm just waiting on you. What type of answer will that be? You know, you want to have something to say, hey, I brought all these people here. You know, Lord, I really worked hard. That would be your answer you'd want to give, not I've been sitting here waiting on you. And he was like, where did you try to build my kingdom at all, or you just been sitting there? Oh, yeah, I've just been sitting there for 50 years waiting on you, sitting on this cliff. I mean, there ain't much to it there, man. That's like a waste of time. So, you know, any way you can, I mean, it don't even have to be much. You can just talk to somebody at a store or, you know, whatever the Lord guides you. And we all have many different gifts, you know. Some people have the gift of ministering, healing, prophesying. I mean, there's many gifts that the Lord gives us, and use those gifts to bring people to the Lord. And that's what it's all about, is use your gift that's given to you. And just let him guide you where you need to be, and he will. He does that to everybody. He guides everybody to somebody. He'll guide everybody to somebody. And sometimes you can just run into somebody and you just want to talk to them. And another cool thing, like Robert was saying a while ago, is that the Lord is showing up to people all over the world that don't know him. The Islamic bunch, they're really having the Lord to show up. God the Father is sending his word to these people. And as we know, his word is Jesus. Jesus was his word. So God the Father is sending his word, his son, which is the word, to these people to teach his word. So, like we know, that his word was made flesh. That was Jesus Christ. And I remember I heard a minister or a prophet saying one time that he was asking God the Father, said, you know, why is Jesus going around talking to all these Islamic people? He said, I'm sending my word to them. He said, I'm sending my word. He's sending Jesus Christ, his son, the word in flesh. So it's awesome. And a lot of things are happening that we ain't seen before. And I think there's a lot more things going on, too. I mean, you can see on TV where you see all these TV shows, and it seems like something in the show is like a symbolic something to something. You know, you can look at the TV show and just see that there's messages going out to us from all over. And it's just crazy of the things that's going on. And, I mean, it's just mind-blowing. I mean, you can sit there and just see things just manifest on everything that we're doing, that it's like signs flashing to us constantly that things are going on. And you can't ignore it. I didn't really want to have this show tonight, but the Lord keeps on pushing me to do these shows, constantly doing these
talking about the coming of the Lord. He's pushing us all right now. He's like got his boot out here kicking us. Keep talking about it. Don't shut up about it. Keep on talking about it. So we're going to keep on talking about it every so often. But, you know, a lot of people don't like to hear that. And but, you know, he's coming soon. We're all being pushed to say that. And a lot of us don't like talking about that because there's been so many people talked about that and nothing happened. But, you know, right now we are all of us is being pushed, not just the select few, but everybody's being pushed. And I'm telling you, you know, if you ain't living right, start living right. Try to build that connection back up with the Lord. If you're backsliding, get that fixed. Get back to the Word of God. Go to church. Try to get the Lord back in your life. There's always ways you can fix your salvation. Well, your salvation is already set in Jesus Christ. Ain't no way around that. But, you know, just get ready. And as Chris was saying, don't sit on your butt and wait. Get on your feet and tell people. Tell people about the Lord Jesus Christ that he'll renew their life and bring them to God. I mean, that's what it's all about. And just keep that in mind. And just don't sit there waiting on the couch for him to come, but just go out there and try to bring more people to the kingdom at all times. And that's one of the biggest things that we do with this show. We're trying to bring people to the kingdom and introduce Jesus Christ to them. Because he's the only one that's going to save them and going to bring them to the Father. He's the only one that can. He's the only door that we have. So if he's the only door that we have, go to the door and run through, you know. So that's one of the biggest things. I'm gonna kind of stop off of this right quick, and we're going to talk about our conference we just got back from. And that was a pretty awesome conference, wasn't it, Robert?
Wow, yes. It was great. We had an awesome time, just like we expected, too. There were many people that got their lives changed. There was, the Lord put a lot of new people in my life that I didn't know. You know, there was just many people who were touched by the presence of God in that meeting, including myself. It was a great place to be, a great time to experience God. The worship service that Robert and Eric and their family did, it was absolutely great. I thank God that they were there, and it was just phenomenal. I look forward to our next conference coming up in a couple weeks.
Yeah, we're going to be in Florence, South Carolina. If you want to know more information, just go on the Healing Light page. And here pretty soon, I'm going to be making the Healing Light conference page. And we're going to have what they call a Healing Light on the Road show. So if anybody out there would want us to come to your church and speak, we can bring the Healing Light on the Road show to you and preach and teach and have healing lines, and whatever you really feel that your congregation needs, just let us know. We've got a lot of ideas for different events, and if your church opens up and allows us to come in, we'll share our ideas with events that we have in mind, and whatever fits y'all, what y'all would like, we will try to go to that. But we're very excited to start these conferences. We're very excited to be on the road. And if you would want us to come to your church, you know, just send us a message on Facebook and, you know, just message me and we'll see what we can put together. And you might can see me, Robert, and Chris and the rest of us, you know, up close and personal and hear us talk about the Lord and different things and see the Lord touch y'all. And everywhere we go, you know, the Lord's presence comes with us. And a lot of people saw that in that conference, you know, last Saturday, that a lot of people's getting all type of things from the Lord. This one guy said he was getting revelations while he was sitting in there. Revelations was just coming to him. People get healed in the audience. You know, there was a guy that got an impartation from the Lord, and it was all type of unique things happening in there. And I'm telling you, you don't know what you're missing. The people that didn't show up, they missed a lot. I'm telling you. They missed a lot.
Yeah.
because the Lord did a lot. And Erica and Robert, man, they prophesy while they sing. And I'm telling you, man, they can really be helping you just listening to their worship. I mean, we can let them worship for about half an hour, and you could just be chilling in the presence just by that. So it was awesome. I mean, I was even impressed of what happened, because this here is my first one. I've never had one before like this. We did do a teaching with Art Thomas, and he had a lot to talk about and a lot to teach and teaches about evangelism on the street and stuff. But it wasn't like this. If we didn't have a band, we didn't have all these speakers come out the way we did it this time. And, you know, a lot of people was impressed with Robert and Heath and Chuck. They really liked all of us. And was really impressed how the Lord is using this healing light. I was talking to some of the band members right before we left. I was like, what did you think about this conference? He's like, you need to do this again. I was like, okay, I guess I need to do this again. And that was Erica's mom. She looked at me. She said, you need to do this again. This was good. You need to do this again. And I'm like, keep on doing these. the majority was pretty loud about that. We need to keep on doing this again. And I've already had Austin Pritchard, which was our drummer, he's requesting to come back and play for us again. So we're things are setting up. The Lord showed me a couple of things today about the conference. The next conference, we're not the South Carolina, but the next one that we have, I don't know where it's going to be, only the Lord, but he's already gave me directions who's going to speak. And he showed me that I'm going to have a wagon on the back of my Tahoe carrying some band equipment, which I don't have, and I don't know whose equipment I'm carrying, but he has showed me that. So he's going to have us on the road. So it's opening up. I don't know what all he has planned. I have no idea. It's up to him. He's running this radio show. I'm not. He gives me ideas. He tells me what to do, and I try to do it. And I'm telling you, if you put your ministry in the hands of the Lord Jesus, he will guide you. He will guide you. I ain't gonna tell you that he always does everything you want to do. Trust me, he don't do anything you want to do. He does things he wants to do. So he kindly puts things into play for his kingdom. And that's what we're here for. The Healing Light Show is here for his kingdom, to preach about his kingdom. We've got a lot of great speakers here on the show that teaches identity. It teaches kingdom. They teach a lot of amazing things. And a lot of us have had a lot of great testimonies about things that happen in our lives and how the Lord uses us in many different gifts. And it's awesome. But our biggest thing is to go out here and teach y'all how to do this. Teach y'all how to work in the fire of God. Teach y'all how God works with you. Teach y'all how God can be your real father. I mean, he can be he is your father, but you can build that relationship like a physical father with him, as Adam did in the garden, as Jesus did when he was on earth. He had a real close relationship with the Father, and he didn't only want to do it with Jesus. He wants to do it with you, too.
Amen.
You know, he says, as I did, you will be too, and even more. He's expecting more out of you than what Jesus did. Well, he died on the cross. He expects you to do that, but he's expecting you to do it, you know, to touch more people. Because Jesus came for the Jewish, he came for all of us, but he's basically to preach to the Jewish folks.
That's right.
And that was his biggest thing. And then when he died on the cross, he died on the cross for everybody. Not just for Jewish folks, but for everybody. And that's where we come in. And then we got to go and preach it to the world. Preach it to the world. So that's what we're here. We want to get you we want to get you with a tool belt, with some tools in your belt, and get you with your sneakers on and get you out on the road teaching about Jesus, healing, and getting testimonies and seeing what the Lord can do with you just as he did the disciples. I want you to be a disciple. I don't want you just to be a person on a pew looking at a preacher every Sunday. I want you out doing what the disciples did, because that's how we're going to build the kingdom faster, is with y'all on the road.
with y'all on the streets. You in the grocery store talking about Jesus Christ. Somebody getting healed in the grocery store line of some type of disease, and they say, praise the Lord, who did it? Jesus Christ. And they give themselves to the Lord. And then the people around them sees what happens, and they give themselves to the Lord because look what a mighty thing the Lord did. And I'm not saying it's all about healing, but healing helps. Miracles help. Everything helps. I'm telling you. But we need to be walking in those shoes of Jesus. I'm just telling you, if everybody would grab on this concept, we would see a lot of lives change, a lot of lives transformed. And that's what we're trying to do with this show. We're trying to get out there, not just to stay on this show, but to get out there amongst people and teach people this stuff. And we don't charge. I mean, this show, when we do conferences, we've not charged. We've not charged. You can come free of charge, come and learn this, and take it out to the world. And then when you take this out to the world, you're going to build a kingdom. You're going to build a kingdom, and Jesus is going to be amongst you. You're going to be seeing how it is walking with the Lord's presence on you, having that communication with the Father. You're going to enjoy your life a lot better. You're going to be a new person. People don't understand when they build this relationship with the Father, and you're walking in the Spirit, you're a new person. And they're even talking about that at church, talking about, you know, you can still go to heaven if you're not Spirit-filled, but it's a lot better if you're Spirit-filled. It's a lot better if you get the Holy Spirit, baptized in the Holy Spirit, because you get to do all the things Jesus did. And that adds icing on the cake, and you get to walk as a fully grown Christian. I mean, you really get to do everything that you're supposed to be done, what Jesus wanted you to do. He wants you to do this stuff. And that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to equip the body of Christ. There's a lot of ministries doing that. We're one of them, but we're trying to get this out to you free of charge. We're trying to get this out to you to help you. And I'm telling you, the Lord, I mean, when you come together as a community of Christ, and you come together even as a body of Christ, you see things change in people. Something that might have been in you for years, it could be demonic, it could be a disease, it could be anything. It could get healed at the conference. You can get transformed. You might get a revelation that you never had. I know there's a lot of training courses people went through, healing courses and stuff that has happened in conferences that they've got delivered. They got transformed. The Lord's touched them in a different way. And there's another thing we're going to do in this conference in South Carolina. We're going to have a lot of time on the street, a lot of time on the street. That's what we're trying to open this up. We're going to have training, then street ministry. We're going to have lunch, and we have street ministry. And then we're going to come back and get testimonies. Everybody, we're expecting everybody to come up and give their testimonies. And then we're going to have more teaching. And then for supper on Saturday, we're going to go out, going to eat. We're going to do some street ministry and come back for more testimonies. We want to hear the testimonies. We can't go without the testimonies because we know the Lord is going to touch somebody, and he's going to touch somebody there in that city that you prayed for. He's going to touch them, and they're going to want to know more about Jesus. And then when they want to know about Jesus more, we're going to invite people that night to come back with you to hear a preaching, to hear us teach about the Word of God, to tell them about Jesus. So we're going to have an exciting thing there. We're not just sending them out. We're going to bring them in, too. So, you know, if they want to come and hear about the Word of God, they're going to come that night, and they're going to get preached to as well. So we're expecting something tremendous out of this, and this is something different we're doing, but it's going to be awesome. And, you know, just come to that event. You know, it's going to be in Florence, South Carolina. Go to the Healing Light page. There will be more information. Lock the page. Let us know that you're coming where we can get a head count and have an idea of how many people is going to show up. Go ahead, Robert.
Hey, man, I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be great. I'm expecting the Lord to do the same things he did in this past conference, and that's touch people's lives. I believe that many lives are going to be touched and transformed, and I'm just thanking God that I'm going to get to be a part of it again. It's going to be great.
Amen. And Chris is going to be there at this one, and it's going to be amazing to get to see him, and y'all will get to talk to him and see Chris for once. Y'all ain't saw him that much, but you'll see him at this one, and you'll be able to talk with him and stuff. And Chris, you pretty excited about it?
Oh, yeah. I'm always excited to see what the Lord wants to do, touch the world, change lives. I really believe that there's an atmosphere that changes when you go and you're active in the Lord and you're releasing that presence. And I believe that people's lives are going to be changed, and there's going to be a contagious anointing that affects people. And it's gonna just be like a wave that keeps going. And I really believe that lives are going to be touched. People are going to be changed, and we're going to see people healed and set free. And I'm excited about that. I love going out on the streets as much as anything.
Yeah, we're going to try to do more at this one than we did the one at Raleigh. We kind of learned as we went, you know, and we're just trying to, you know, try to get it opened up more, because we went to the one in Raleigh and we just did a lunch and did a little outreach during lunch, and we just barely had enough time to go out and eat and then get back there. So we're going to try to allow more time for people to do a lot more outreach and have them to come back, kind of like we did the Power and Love, and just to get some testimonies. I mean, when I went to the Power and Love and we did something like that with them, I mean, I was outreaching, going to breakfast. I mean, I went to the drive-in at Hardee's in Wilmington, North Carolina, and the Lord was pushing me. I mean, I was like on. I mean, I was on to witness. I mean, and all of a sudden, the Lord's like, the guy's pushing the garbage can. Go talk to him now. So I went over and started the witness to the guy pushing the garbage can to the dumpster, and he's like, thank you. I was needing that. Now, we're supposed to be doing that all the time and just listening to the Lord and where we need to be. But we're going to be going through things like that. I mean, it's not always praying for people. And you'll see a lot of people get healed, and you'll have some people that you'll just give a word of knowledge to, or just to love them and let them know that the Lord loves them. And that will change their life and your life. Because he will send you to somebody that is needing the Lord real bad, and you don't know it, and then when you see him burst out and cry and thank you, it will open your world up, and you will do it more. I guarantee you it will. It did me. It did my wife. It did hundreds of people that week. So, I mean, it will change you, and it's a guarantee. But it's just doing what we're supposed to do, and it's awesome what the Lord can do with you. And a lot of people always ask me, they're like, well, if we pray for somebody on the street, will anything happen? First thing I tell them, when you go to work, don't your company supply you with what you need to do your job? And a lot of people say, yeah, my company supplies me with my machine. And well, if you go to work for Jesus, ain't he going to supply you with what you need to witness for him? Yep. There you go. He will supply you with what you need. You just got to do it. And I'm going to tell you, one of the coolest things that I saw was when I went out, I think it was the third day that we went out and we were witnessing, this brother in Christ told me, he said, we're going to go to Walmart, and they're at the tax write-off or the tax things where you get the little disc and put on your computer to do your taxes or whatever. He said, right there where they're selling them at Walmart, there's going to be a guy standing there. I was like, you're right. So I went over there anyway, and we kept on walking by there, and the guy showed up with his daughter. And all of a sudden, I stopped there, and I said, hey, sir, I said, the Lord guided me to come and pray for you. Do you have any problems? He's like, yeah, I've got back issues. I was like, man. I said, well, I need to pray for you now because the Lord guided me. Come on and pray for you. And I prayed for her. his back instantly got healed. He fell into tears, and his daughter was watching this whole thing, and I about fell into tears too because I never saw nothing. I mean, I saw people get healed, but I never saw a time, you know, a set time and place where you be there and the Lord reacts that quick. So it kind of opened me up. And then I felt the presence of God come over. It wasn't just a healing. I felt the presence of God come over me. Then after that, the presence of God was following us through Walmart. You can feel it around us. It was like the presence was around, following us around Walmart. And it was like we was right on the dime when that happened. When we was there, God was there. He did what he said he's wanting us to do. And he did what he said he was going to do. So it's just stepping out. He'll show up. You step out, he will show up. Guaranteed. And it's going to be awesome, y'all. But like I said, the proof is in the pudding. You come, you'll see. You come, you'll see. But it's pretty awesome. Well, I like to tell everybody if you're listening to this show, I ask you to go to the Healing Light page, check it out. I ask you to go to the Blog Talk and like the page. Follow the Blog Talk, and when you follow the Blog Talk, it will email each show that we do to you, let you know that we're fixing to do a show or we have a new show. And you can listen to any other show that we have on our archives. Our archives is up 24/7, so you can listen to any show that you feel need to listen to. And, you know, that's what's all about. We've got different shows to minister to different needs. And if that one need is on there, just listen to it and, listen to us minister to you. And at this time, I like to offer anybody that's not accepted the Lord to say this prayer with us right quick. Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I invite you in my heart.
I invite you in my heart.
I repent of any sin I've ever done.
I repent of any sin I've ever done.
I hand them all to you, Lord Jesus.
I hand them all to you, Lord Jesus.
I accept that you died on the cross for me.
I accept that you died on the cross for me.
I accept that you rose again on the third day for me.
I accept that you rose on the third day again for me.
Lord Jesus, come and live in my heart forever.
Lord Jesus, come and live in my heart forever.
If you have just said this prayer, he has came. And he has came into your heart, and he will be
Amen.
With you for eternity. He will never leave you.
Amen.
Father, in Jesus' name, I ask you just to pour your spirit amongst them now. Lord, just give them new revelations. Just fill them with your glory. Fill them with your glory. Give them revelations. Bring your peace upon them. And just fill them with your fire of the Holy Spirit. Just fill them with your fire. And let them feel your presence. Let them know who you are. Just fill them with what they need. You know what they need. Just give them what they need at this time. It may be a healing. It may be a spiritual transformation. Just give that to them now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
Yes.
Thank you.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. I'd like to say thanks to all of y'all who's listening tonight, and thank you, Chris and Robert, as always.
It's a pleasure to be here.
We went a little over. We went a little over, but it's all good.
Amen.
Amen. But we'll see y'all again Saturday, and we'll be talking about we'll actually be talking to a guest, and we're working on a few now. But it'll be awesome, you know. Just keep on tuning in, and you know, Lord will bless you. And we do different things at different shows. A lot of times, you know, we'll pray, we'll have a prayer session. Sometimes we won't. We'll just be talking about different topics. I mean, it really what falls into place is what we'll normally do. But we, like I said, just stop back in Saturday, I'll say at 9:30, and we'll see you there. God bless every one of you.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
And through